Let us begin. Let us begin by arriving in this moment, fully arriving again and again. Each moment a new arrival. In this moment in time, in this moment of awareness, and in this body right now, just as it is, turning the gaze inward and greeting the lived experience, the felt sense of being in this body in this moment. This home. This impermanent home of ours. Feeling, sensing. The raw sensations of being human. And let us, in this first formal meditation of our retreat together, to formally greet different parts of our body to help us settle and really arrive as the foundation of connecting to metta is no other than settling the mind first, arriving first. So let us formally arrive greeting with kindness, with friendliness, this body that is ours, even if there are discomforts and pains present, regardless. It's like this right now. Starting with greeting the sensations in our hands. Sensations of contact between the hands on the lap. Warmth or coolness. Heaviness. Lightness. Inviting the hands all the fingers, the palm, with all the sensations sensed and alive, as if the hands were an organ of perception themselves, being felt from within. Inviting them to relax, to let go of any weight. Proverbial weight they're carrying. And thanking the hands for all they do. They've already done so much before you came to sit. Letting the hands arrive, land, sense, feel, breathe from within. Allowing yourself to enjoy any pleasant sensations there may be in the hands. And now greeting, letting them be greeted from inside your wrist, and thereby the hand feeling more relaxed, at ease. The lower arm, the elbow, and the upper arm. The entire arm and hands. Arms and hands greeted from inside. Invited to relax. To offer their weight. To be alive and aware of sensations of handness, armness, anywhere there is contact. Or vibration. Greeting the shoulders, and the neck, where we often hold so much tension, as if carrying the weight of our life, proverbially on our shoulders, tensing, tightening. Inviting them to relax, taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment of being. Appreciating the shoulders and the neck for all they do. With an inner smile. Greeting the face, all the muscles of the face. inviting them to soften and relax, starting with the forehead. Ah, inviting it to be smooth. Especially noticing if there's any tightness, wrinkles around the forehead, trying too hard, no need. As if the forehead skin was being stretched to be comfortable, massaged. Letting the eyes rest. Rest in their socket. Relaxing. Feeling if there's any tension around the eyes. Many of us tighten our forehead and eyes. When we meditate, no need. Relax. Open up this area. And relaxing, softening the face, the cheeks, letting them drop, droop, let gravity pull down. On the muscles, pull down on the muscles of the cheek. The ears, the chin, and the jaw, especially another area where there's often a lot of tension. Perhaps even let's open our jaw wide and make an exhale. And slowly closing or letting the jaw close on its own. And let's do that a couple more times. Opening the jaw as wide as it's comfortable. Relaxing the jaw. And one last time. Inviting the chest to relax, inviting the heart center, middle of our chest, inviting our heart to relax, to soften this morning. Or afternoon, whatever the time zone might be for you. Inviting the back, upper back to soften, be settled. The lower back, receiving the breath. The abdomen, inviting it to relax as if there were any holding or tightness, letting it drop in turn, letting it fall onto the earth internally, through your sit bones, letting the sit bones drop their weight as this little tiny balls of lead dropping into the cushion or the seat from the inside, and letting go happening in the groin area, your bottom contacting the cushion. Inviting the legs to give up their weight. The upper legs, the knees, the lower legs and feet. Dropping their weight. Letting the earth support the weight of the feet. Inviting the whole body to be relaxed and soft. Dropping its weight internally onto the earth. And letting the breath be received on its own. It's not so much that we are breathing. The breath breathes itself. It's been breathing all these years, all this time. So without needing to make a project out of breathing, just let it happen naturally. However it's happening, simply all we do is to bring awareness to the breath. In this case, the invitation is around the abdomen, lower abdomen. Just to feel the breath moving on its own. This kind, gentle breeze, nourishing, calming. Letting it be received in the abdomen, and in the whole body, radiating from the abdomen, the senses, sensations in the whole body. And each breath, each in-breath, being met, being greeted with loving awareness, with appreciative knowing, this life-giving breath in breath, with appreciative knowing, loving awareness greeted, as if greeting your beloved, your best friend at the door of your home with a smile, with a sense of metta, appreciation, delight, care, warm-heartedness. Greeting, letting the breath be greeted, the in-breath. And letting each out-breath help settle, relax, soften. The body gently. If there are any thoughts arising, not a problem. See if they can be greeted and breathed in, just as the breath is breathed in, with a smile in the body and sensed and felt. Inviting the thoughts instead of hovering around the top of our heads, for them to come down, down, center of gravity, to come down, for them to be breathed into the belly, where it's spacious, be breathed in, greeted with a smile. allowing the breath. Maybe inviting the breath as it's received. This life-giving breath. As it's received with loving awareness. As it fills the body, as it fills the lungs, the abdomen, the whole body. That there is a sense of soothing, calming, loving energy. That permeates the whole body. As if love itself was being breathed in and breathed out. Soothing, calming any parts of the body that need to be soothed. And especially soothing and calming the heart. Holding the heart. Filling the heart. With care, with tenderness. Especially if there are any challenges or difficulties in the heart, in the emotional space. Letting each breath feel like a soothing balm or inviting it to, and see what happens. Each breath bringing succor. Comfort. The whole body, to the heart. To the mind. As if saying, no, no, sweetie, it's okay. It's okay. I'm here for you. I hold you. You're being held. It's okay. Now, now. With each breath. Staying embodied, the senses, the felt sense of the body is important while we receive the breath lovingly in this way. And as the breath, as the loving breath is received, permeating through the body, allowing yourself to feel held, both internally by the goodness of the gift of the breath, the goodness of the breath internally, and also externally, as if you were held, as if you were a little newborn, held by a loving, wise being in the soft, cozy blanket of metta. Feeling safe, contented in this blanket of care, of full acceptance, of love wrapped around you. You are held. By this wise, compassionate being, the archetype of all love. Perhaps a being of light. Just being held, being loved and accepted. Soothed. Not because of anything you've done or will do. Regardless of anything. Unconditionally accepted and loved, letting your whole body relax. Feeling held, not getting in your own way of being seen, being held. And the universal love that is available to each and every human being, and you are no exception. Letting this archetype be whatever works for you. Being of light or Buddha. Or even if Jesus or Mother Mary works for you, sure. Feel free to be creative with this practice of metta. Being held. Breathing in love, being held in love unconditionally. If any judgments or not feeling like you deserve it comes up, letting them go, not getting in your own way. Who are you to get in your own way? To get in the way of this unfathomable human being that is you, whom you only partially understand and appreciate. I'm allowing yourself to receive, if you wish, these phrases of metta. Showered upon you. By the wise, loving, compassionate presence. And as I say them, the four phrases of metta, let them land. Let your whole body receive them. As if receiving them from the being of light. See what happens if you receive them, letting them land in the body, not in the head. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear being. Dear one. Receiving what it feels like to be safe or to wish safety upon. May you be happy. May you be happy and have joy in your heart, dear one. May you be happy. May you be healthy and strong, dear one. May you be healthy and strong. And may your life flow with ease, dear one. May your life unfold with as much ease as possible. May there be lots of ease, dear one. Allowing yourself, if you wish, to repeat the phrases, your metta phrases, whatever you have or like, silently receiving them, letting them land in your body, in your heart. If feeling held in care. And for the last moments of this practice period, if there are any judgments coming up for what arose or did not arise during this session, meeting them with kindness, meeting yourself with kindness, seeing the judgments, letting them go. You showed up, you tried. And having appreciation for that, whatever the outcome was, if there was sleepiness or distractedness, or the opposite came up, or whatever, letting go of control, attachment to the outcome. And trusting that you're planting seeds. Trusting you're planting seeds with your intention. Showing up as best as you can every moment. Thank you for your practice, everyone. So, what we covered in the instructions today, in this instructions, we started by settling in the body, really having a sense of establishment in the body. This felt sense of the body and the breath, which is always helpful. It can be helpful before starting metta to just connect, to just arrive and settle. Otherwise, sometimes if we start right away with metta, too many stories can come in and we can get too heady, and you might have experienced that. So it's helpful to just start getting settled in the body at first, and the duration of that depends on whatever is appropriate for you in a given sit. And then there's so many different ways to practice metta. The invitations today in this practice were then to feel yourself imbued with a sense of care and love through the breath, and then externally held in love by a compassionate wise being, evoking an archetype, which could also be a living person in your life, someone who's been a source of love and wisdom for you. You can conjure them up if you wish. And at the very end, I added the phrase, especially for those of you who like the phrases of metta. So some of you might prefer just being feeling held and just the radiation, the feeling. And for many, it might also be helpful to have the phrases added, which we will actually add more later. But just to conjure up the feeling this morning of metta, feeling held, holding ourselves and being held in it, has been the invitation to work with. And yeah, so we will be breaking, we will be going, for those of you who have a practice meeting today, would like to ask you to please check the schedule, the timing, the time zones one more time. Even if you think you have it, you've got it. We ask you to, out of metta for yourself and for us, double check it. It often happens for some reason on online retreats that people, even though they're sure they know the time, somehow things get wonky. So if you would please double check, and the times, at least in California time this morning, 9:45 to 10:45, 11:15 to 12:15 p.m. And noticing if you're today or tomorrow, with whom you're having a practice discussion. And also notice that the links, the Zoom rooms for the practice discussions for Diana and myself are different. So just logistics. And for the rest of you, this is a walking period, walking meditation. And there are walking instructions on the sheet, though I think those walking instructions really pertain to insight practice. The difference between walking meditation for metta retreat is that, guess what? You continue the metta practice while you're walking, while you're walking back and forth. So for those of you who might be new to the practice, you can look at the instructions, get a sense of them. It's the same. You take, you know, you walk back and forth, etc. And also, actually, given that this is an online retreat, we do recommend that you take at least one session of the walking meditation and go outside for a walk and let your heart be nourished by the sun, by the rain, by the clouds, whatever might be happening where you are, by the trees, by the high rises, whatever it might be, whatever your environment might be. But the instructions are there, but the difference mainly is that you continue to practice with metta. And it could be this morning, it could be for yourself to feel held in metta by yourself, by the environment, saying the phrases. The phrases could be helpful, especially when you're walking, for a sense of connection, so that the mind doesn't kind of flitter away. Oh, that's interesting. Look at that bird. Well, maybe if that happens, you go, oh, may you be happy. May you be safe, little birdie. Okay, and then you can come back if you want. So just use everything as an opportunity to practice this cultivation of goodness in your heart. Yeah, everything is an opportunity today. Whatever arises, if you meet it with kindness, and it doesn't have to be just metta for yourself or compassion for yourself. If it's for the birdie or for others, or if you get an unexpected phone call and whatever, as long as you're meeting it with a sense of goodwill, with a sense of worth and care, then you're practicing metta. So that's really what it's all about. It's not, oh, okay, no, you just have to practice it for yourself, not for others. That's not till tomorrow. No. As long as you're meeting whatever arises in your mind, in your heart, in your body, pains arise. Can you meet them with kindness instead of anger, instead of resentment? Like, oh, why are you hurting your knee? Like, oh, sweetheart, darling knee. Oh, I know it's hard. As long as you're meeting anything with kindness, you're cultivating, you're planting seeds. Diana, darling, would you like to add anything?
Just wishing everybody a beautiful day of practice.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, have fun, enjoy. This is sweet. It's a sweet container we're holding together, dear tribe. Okay.